Now, all being well, I'm hoping that Margaret Mills is there. Can you hear me, Margaret? Now, your regularly book review, this time round you've chosen what's been described as a heart-stopping thriller. Mm. So you've got to tell us more about this.
Well, this is a book called Hostage by a lady called Claire McIntosh. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, the plot, it isn't a new concept. It concerns the hijack of a plane.
Right.
And what's happening while the plane's in the middle of this hijack, and different people's reactions and their backgrounds, and trying to analyse who's behind it all and to keep the plane up in the sky.
Now, I believe that the plane itself, it's a 20-hour non-stop flight from London to Sydney as an inaugural flight.
And that's right.
And there's something going on with the air hostess as well, and her family.
Yes, that's right. There's lots of different narrators in this book. Mm-hmm. We hear the story through the words of Mina, the flight attendant. Mm-hmm. We also hear part of the story through the conversation of Adam, her husband, who's back home in London, looking after their 5-year-old daughter. And we also hear part of what's going on through some of the passengers themselves.
Sounds complicated.
It is quite complicated, but it's good in that it gives you different perspectives as to what's going on. But, Mina is the main character. She is, as you've said, flight attendant on this flight, and in the best traditions of these sort of hijack movies, she shouldn't actually be on this flight at all.
Right.
She swaps with another crew member because she wants a distraction from her rapidly deteriorating marriage to her husband Adam, who's a police officer.
Right.
And the situation with her 5-year-old adopted daughter, Sophia, is very fraught as well. There are all sorts of problems going on with this child. And I think she's stressed by her breaking marriage. Mm. She's stressed by the problems that she's trying to resolve with her adopted daughter. And she just wants to get away from everything.
Right. Now, as I understand it, just immediately after the plane takes off, she receives a chilling note from an anonymous passenger threatening her child's life unless she agrees to act as accomplice to ensure the plane never reaches destination. Is that right?
That's right. It's a simple choice. Either the plane stays in the sky, but something terrible will happen to her daughter, or she agrees to help the person, the writer of the anonymous note, to bring this plane down. Now, the plane, as you've said, is on an inaugural 20-hour non-stop flight between London and Sydney, and it's packed full of the great and the good. You've got celebrities and all sorts of personalities and politicians, and of course each one's got their own background, their own story, and it does get a bit murky with the telling of these passenger stories, because just when you think you've got a handle on who might be involved, everything changes. So it's done very cleverly, actually.
Well, it sounds like a damn good read to me. The vast majority of reviews I've read seem to agree with that. But there was one major disagreement, which read, "I absolutely hated this book. And though I could list all the reasons why in this review, I'm afraid it would have too many spoilers that would anger fans and potential readers. So what did you think?
Well, I mean, initially I thought it was very believable, the way it was outlined. I mean, there's, you could say, well, you know, you've got an anonymous note. How do you really know that this person knows in detail about Mina's family? But it's actually proved that the person does know. In fact, there's quite a chilling touch where there's a photograph found that was taken of Mina's daughter on the morning of the flight.
Good grief.
So, you know, it does keep you on the edge of your seat. Also, an EpiPen is found, and the little girl has allergies. So everything seems to point to the fact that this is somebody who knows the family and has very close contact with the child.
And presumably the person involved is quite happy to commit suicide themselves.
Absolutely. In fact, people on the plane do, you know, there are struggles, there are physical struggles, there are injuries, and there are deaths on the plane.
Dear me, glad while I'm not on that flight.
Yeah, while all this is going on. So, and you've got this scene of sort of murky motivations
right. And
with different people. And different people appear to be allied with others on the flight.
Dear me.
So
any other airline would have just put a movie on.
Well, I think at times, of course, because you're on an aeroplane,
yeah.
You're in a sealed off claustrophobic environment, really.
Yes.
So you haven't got new characters coming in.
Yeah.
You've got what you've got.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess this is perhaps the part of it, the aspect of it, that some people are not very impressed with.
But what did you think?
Well, I think it's a good story, very well written.
Right. Marks out of 10?
I would say out of 10 I'd give it 8.
Right. And who do you think would enjoy it most?
Well, I certainly wouldn't read it if you're going on a flight.
I wouldn't take it with me.
I wouldn't. Definitely not. No.
Right.
But, I mean, if you like psychological thrillers...
Yes.
It's a must, right. I would say. And Claire McIntosh, I haven't read any of her other work, but apparently she's quite a prolific author.
Right.
Former police officer.
Right.
And so she's got the right background.
Mm-hmm.
The general opinion on the reviews is it's not her best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is a darn good read if you're, you know, not travelling on a plane in the near future. I'd say it is a darn good read, and it is a really good thriller. It will keep you on the edge of your seats, and it will make you speculate which of these people on this flight could possibly be the instigator, or instigators.
Would you recommend this for Christmas?
Yes.
You would? Right, good stuff.
I think so.
Okay, and so remind us the details again.
Right, the book is called Hostage, published this year, and it's by Claire McIntosh, around about £13 in paperback from the usual places.
Paperback, £13, that seems quite pricey.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Usual places, Smith, Waterstones, Amazon, and a Kindle version for around about £8.
And have you thought about your choice for next time?
I have.
Go on, then.
I have got The Stranger in the Mirror by a lady called Liv Constantine, who again is a new one on me.
The Stranger in the Mirror... by Liz
Constantine. Liv Constantine.
Oh, Liv Constantine. Right, okay. Which reminds me of there was a book I remember reading many years ago where this guy was, he went to bed in London and then he woke up and found that he was in somewhere like Stockholm.
Really?
And then he went to the bathroom and he looked in the mirror and it wasn't him. Yeah.
Good grief.
And actually, it was all quite logical, amazingly enough. It was a very good book, but I can't actually remember the name of it, so that's a bit pointless.
Well, there you go. You've got your plot line, Scott. So can I expect that I'll be reviewing one by you in about a year's time?
Well, I don't think I'll be writing one, but I'll tell you something. One of my relatives has just written a book. She's down in Australia, and she's just had it published just now.
Oh, good for her.
So there you go.
Oh, great stuff.
Right, OK, well, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. Now, hopefully next time, and we'll book up for you to come in, and hopefully you'll have some fuel, and you'll be able to come in and actually see us.
I hope so, or else I'll come by boat.
Well, you might need to if we get floods, who knows? All right, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye.